Shadow, and that is Broken Strings on RTL Today Radio. Let's get the news.
Luxembourg says there's currently no alternative to UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel told the new UNRWA chief Christian Saunders that Luxembourg will back the agency with 30 million euros under a new partnership running to 2027 and has added a further 3 million euros for the situation in Gaza. The agency continues to face major funding challenges after the US and other countries cut support. Roadworks will close the A1 motorway between Gusbrich and Ham from this evening until Monday morning. Two-way traffic will run on a single carriageway during the closure, with speed limits cut to 70 kilometres an hour and 50 in the Hoval Tunnel. Diversions will be signposted. In international news, the EU unveils reforms to its carbon market today after fierce warning over the pace of Europe's climate push. Brussels looks set to give industry extra flexibility in a bid to appease carbon-intensive economies like Italy, Poland and the Czech Republic. The bloc will also present a 2040 target for renewable electricity use. A mini tornado struck near Lyon yesterday evening, bringing winds of over 100 kilometres an hour and widespread damage. One eyewitness described being lifted off the ground and dragged along by the wind, escaping serious injury despite flying debris. Firefighters responded to 150 incidents and two lorries overturned on the A72 motorway. In a primetime speech, US President Trump claimed China influenced the 2020 election and stole voter data. Speaking just over 3 months before the midterms, Trump alleged it was the biggest data theft in history and that intelligence agencies covered it up. Meanwhile, the White House has also confirmed that Trump will attend Sunday's World Cup final between Spain and Argentina in New York, his first appearance at the tournament in over 5 weeks of competition, and will present the trophy alongside FIFA President Gianni Infantino. In more sports news, in cycling, today's 13th Tour de France stage, the longest of this year's race, runs 205 kilometres from Dole to Belfort, taking in the Ballon d'Alsace 25 kilometres from the finish. It's a big chance for Tadej Pogacar to extend his lead over the rest of the field. You can watch this live on RTL Play from 3 to 6:30 p.m. And Formula One returns this weekend with the Belgian Grand Prix in Spa. First practice is at 1:30 p.m. today, qualifying tomorrow at 4 p.m. and the race is on Sunday at 3 p.m. live on RTL and RTL Play. For more on all these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
Showers and thunderstorms should bring welcome relief from the heat today, but the weather may remain unsettled throughout the day. Morning temperatures range from around 20 degrees now to a maximum of 25 degrees in the afternoon.
Traffic happens. We have the solutions. Emil Weber, all about your journey.
RTL Today, traffic info.
4 minute delays on the A6 between Capellen and Mamer. There's 9 minutes extra on the A6 between Stepanek and Steinfort. 9 minute delays on the A4 between Lancels and Pompier. 6 minutes on the A3 between the French border and Livonge. And then there's another 5 minutes on the N4 between Eglise Nord and the roundabout Cockleshire. Longest delays currently are 15 minutes on the N6 between the Belgian border and Windhof. And then speed checks are in Luxembourg on the Rue Zita, in the afternoon in Bettenberg on the Rue Dabweiler, in Heinescheid on the N15, and in Oberanven on the Rue Dandafana. And you can stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio.
RTL. RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
Go on.
Oh, no, I was actually thinking about the weekend and I was wondering, I was actually looking at the songs coming up with there's going to be a ball in with Baker at 9 o'clock, and then I realised, no, there was no match last night and the look ahead presumably will be at 5.
I guess so, yeah, looking ahead towards the third place and the final as well, yeah.
Yeah, my son was saying, well, England was always going to come first or fourth. So,
or fourth.
Because he doesn't reckon, he doesn't rate their chances against France now.
Yeah.
So for that bronze third place.
Interesting to see, I mean, who even, you know, who plays for either time, either side, because I'm sure they're absolutely not bothered about being there. You know what I mean?
I suppose so.
Just completely.
Do you think it'll be the B team?
I don't know. I mean, some players, you know, who didn't get to play,
yeah,
are probably annoyed that they didn't get to play. And now, like, oh God, who cares about this? Like, no one.
Does no one care?
No one cares about this.
I reckon I've got more of a chance of watching it there because I saw that the Sunday match starts at 11 o'clock in the evening, the final. And what with the halftime show, I mean, we won't be here on Monday morning.
100%. I was really thinking that. Like, it's so late with the extended show times and potentially extra time.
Yeah.
And water breaks and penalties, potentially. It could be so late. Can we all just agree to come in? Can we just start
just
a bit later?
Push it a bit back.
Can we just all agree? Like, don't get up until 8:30 on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay? We'll get up early, but not as early as we might normally do.
Yeah,
so if we get up at like 7, 6:30 maybe.
Start,
you know,
the show at 8, that would be
quite
nice, wouldn't it?
I think so. Even 6:30, we can start the show at 6:30. Can we all just agree? We'll start the show at 7:30, so we'll be here when you get up at 8.
Perfect.
Is that all right? Are we all agreed? Good. It's the only fair thing to do, really. It's a fair point, though. Aidan says it is England versus France. They will not want to lose to one another.
Yeah.
That is true. There is
an old rivalry. That is true.
9:07. Not news coming up in about a half an hour's time. Here's MGMT, and this is Time to Pretend on RTL Today Radio.